For the first time in nearly 30 years, Alaska is in a recession. With oil prices at half their recent peak, the state has shed more than 2,000 jobs in the energy industry since this time last year. That means many Alaskans are adjusting to a new reality: lost paychecks, unexpected career changes, and the possibility they might have to leave the state entirely. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rachel Waldholtz reports.
It's a sunny afternoon in downtown Anchorage, and there's a late lunchtime rush at the sandwich shop Urban Greens.
Half turkey, no mayo, no onion, no tomato. Is that for you?
Behind the counter is a young woman in red flannel and big glasses. She seems to know the names of half the people walking through the door and their usual lunch order.
Hey, Dave. What's going on? I'm good. How are you?
Rachel Mills is the manager of Urban Greens, but 6 months ago, she had a very different job. As a botanist for ASRC Energy Services, an oil and gas contractor. When Shell announced it was pulling out of the Arctic last fall, it hit her company hard. A few months later, right around the time oil plunged to a 12-year low, Mills was told she no longer had a job.
It was a January sunny day, and I'm just sitting in the kitchen, and I'm thinking, wow, so this is what it's like to fail.
That same month, the state, one of the few other employers for a botanist, announced a hiring freeze as low oil revenue prompted budget cuts.
I mean, I have all this education. I did everything by the book. I worked really hard. I got the job. Everyone likes me. I'm working hard, and it doesn't matter.
Mills isn't alone. She's part of a wave of Alaskans who have lost work in the last year as the state has seen its first real dip in jobs in nearly three decades. According to state economist Neil Fried, with the exception of a brief slowdown in 2009 when the Great Recession hit tourism, Alaska has seen economic growth every year since 1988, until now.
This is an interruption of that, yes. So we are, I think we will define this possibly as a new period. The question is how long of a period.
A new period defined by low oil prices. In some ways, the downturn came late to Alaska. The price of oil started dropping in the summer of 2014, and the bust hit states like North Dakota soon after. But in Alaska, employment held steady. The state actually gained oil and gas jobs through the beginning of 2015. Fried says those gains built on a remarkable period for the state, as oil prices drove industry job numbers to record highs.
2014, which was not very long ago, was the largest oil industry workforce we have ever had in our history, which is pretty phenomenal when you think that we're producing a quarter of as much oil as we were during our peak.
In fact, Alaska still has historically high numbers of people working in oil and gas, more than 12,000. And Fried worries those record highs might mean record losses. Since last May, the state is down about 2,100 jobs in the industry, and those numbers likely don't include people like Mills, who is a botanist working for a contractor. Related fields like engineering and construction have also shed workers. Alaska has gained jobs in other areas, like healthcare and retail, but Fried says it's not the same.
Those are hard jobs to replace. You know, it's not like the, you know, closing down Sports Authority.
That's in part because of the pay difference. Fried says oil and gas jobs pay more than 2.5 times the average in other industries. Brad Campbell is facing that reality. He worked as a financial analyst at BP for more than 15 years until he was laid off in June.
2 years in a row, I went through uncertainty. Am I going to have a job or not? I'm kind of relieved I don't now. At least I know. You know, I can move on to different things.
Campbell would like to stay in oil and gas. And right now, he says, he's doing everything possible just to hang on to his home.
And I'm a little worried about, you know, getting a job that pays well, but I'm just going to have faith it's going to work out.
Above all, he says, he'd like to stay in Alaska, where he's lived since 1983. So would Rachel Mills. When her husband mentioned a sandwich shop that needed a manager, she jumped at it, even though it came with a major pay cut and no benefits. She's even using her degrees. Sort of.
All right, here we are. Welcome to the basement. This is always creepy to say, hi, come see my basement.
Urban Greens is experimenting with a hydroponic operation. In its basement is a sort of mini jungle of basil and lettuce.
So here is our operation. It is 3 bays with 15 trays each.
I asked Mills if she could, would she go back in time and undo her layoff?
I would undo my layoff if we had work. But if it was still the same situation with oil and gas the way it is right now, I would absolutely not undo it because it was agony. you know, you're just standing around knowing there's nothing to work on. You're worried about everyone, and it's, and who wants to work in this moribund environment where at any moment we're all going to be without jobs?
That's the uncertainty facing many people around the state, as they wonder how long this new period will last and whether the end is in sight or if this is just the beginning. From Alaska's Energy Desk, with help from Eric Keto, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.
That story came to us from Alaska's Energy Desk, a new collaboration between Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, KTOO in Juneau, and KUCB in Unalaska. You can find more stories from this series, An Uncertain Future, online or on Facebook. Search for Alaska's Energy Desk.